on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
Last week, you, our listeners, shared some of your experiences on Tasmania's roads and thoughts on how to make them safer. That was off the back of another double fatality. It was the second double fatality in the space of a week.
It's absolutely a shared responsibility. Drivers also, they need to start taking it seriously. And remember, that it's not just their life on the line when they get behind the wheel, it's others as well.
And there was a huge big B-double truck in the left lane and his lane was ending and he indicated to come over. And the car in front of me decided they tried to race him to the end. And he nearly never made it. He had to swerve off into the right verge. And it was just such a scary thing to see.
He was wandering across the centre line towards us. We took a base of ash and moved over and slowed down. But as he passed us, his hands were on top of the steering wheel and he was texting and he had no control over his car at all.
I've driven 200 kilometres this morning and I've seen so many dipsticks.
Our driving education system is woeful and people don't get to practice these skills. They don't get to understand. I dare suggest many people have never felt their ABS working.
It's not the condition of the road. It's not whether it's a four-lane highway or a two-lane highway, whether it's bitumen or gravel. It's the driver in control of that lethal weapon.
Some of what you told us about the need to make roads safer and what you'd seen out on the roads. 20 people have died on Tasmania's roads already this year, amongst them four Victorian tourists in two separate crashes just in the last couple of weeks. Often, what you tell us is that there is all too few police actively enforcing the laws and catching those doing the wrong thing on Tasmanian roads. And the consequence of that is that people feel like there will be a lesser chance of being caught. They'll behave in ways that are dangerous. After 40 years in the police force, former Deputy Police Commissioner Scott Tilliard has been appointed as the new chair of the Tasmanian Road Safety Advisory Council. Scott Tilliard, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
And thank you for coming on. You've just stepped out of a role as Deputy Commissioner of Tasmania Police only in the last week or so. If there's not enough policing on roads, will you say so?
Yes, I will say so. I do know that road safety and road policing is a priority for Tasmania Police. And as evidenced yesterday with the day of action they took across the state, they are still out there policing our roads and making sure that drivers do the right thing. But I know that police are also reviewing their approach to road safety. We do need to get this right in the state. Enforcement and compliance is just one aspect of making our roads safer, but it is an important one.
But my question is there enough of it? The fact that yesterday police made a special effort and detected 215 speeders, 11 drink drivers in 10 hours around Tasmania. What if the same effort was made every day? Would the road toll look different?
Well, the police obviously have to spread their resources across a broad range of different types of activities, and road policing is just one of them. The police have been impacted with the duties that they've been required to take on in the COVID response as well. We have police now working on our borders, at the airports, at the Spirit Terminal, checking on home compliance for people in home quarantine. So this is further police resourcing a little bit. And some of those resources are resources that would ordinarily be directed at road policing. But as I said, police are doing more. They're certainly looking at increasing the visibility and enforcement activities on particularly our major roads. And we can expect to see, I think, more of the types of operations that were conducted yesterday.
Over time, though, and this is an issue that's run over a number of years, have resources been taken away by TAS Police from road safety at the cost of the road toll?
The resources haven't been taken away. Tasmania Police has adjusted its road policing model somewhat in response to changing circumstances over the years, but we still have significant numbers of police who are targeting road policing, as well as general duties police officers who perform road policing functions as part of their other duties. So there is a significant focus still on enforcement, but as I said, enforcement is just one part of the approach that we need to take to improving road safety on our roads.
Can I ask you the question this way, Scott Tilliard? If every day looked like had the amount of effort that yesterday had with the Road Safety Day of Action, if every day had that much intensity, in enforcement by police on the roads, would the road toll be lower? Yes or no?
Well, I guess police would like to be able to dedicate that level of resourcing every day, but that means those resources are coming off some other aspect of policing, whether it's crime prevention, family violence response, you name it. It is a case of prioritising our resources and focusing our effort where it is most needed. So police do play an important role, but I think it's wrong to think that enforcement is the only solution. We all have to take responsibility for our behaviour on the roads. Driving is the riskiest activity that the vast majority of people will undertake on a daily basis. And you ask most people, are you a good driver? And they'll probably say yes. But the reality is we see a lot of bad driving out there. So I think there's more responsibility that all of us have to take to make our roads safer.
So should the Tasmanian government put more resources into Tas Police, specifically focused on you know, a highway patrol or road enforcement?
Well, the government has provided more police officers for Tasmania Police over recent years, and that process of recruitment and bringing on those extra numbers is continuing. If there was further resourcing required, I'm sure that's a conversation that would be had by Tasmania Police with the government. So that's a matter for police and the government to work through. There's, of course, the Legislative Council inquiry that's coming up in relation to road safety, and I'm sure that resourcing, not just for police, but in other areas relevant to road safety, will be discussed as part of that inquiry. So police are adequately resourced at the moment, but whether we want to enhance the resourcing going forward to specifically focus on more on road safety, then that's a conversation between the government and police.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Scott Tillyard's just stepped out of the Tasmania Police Force and into the new role as chair of the Tasmanian Road Safety Advisory Council. Gee, you didn't have a long fishing break, Scott. You retired from the police last Thursday and you've started this job on Monday.
That's right, Leon. There's work that we need to do, and I was keen to, when I was approached by the minister to see if I was interested in the role, I was very keen to play my part. Road safety is important to all of us, and I did finish with Tasmania Police last Thursday, but I was more than happy to start this week in the chair role for the Road Safety Advisory Council. Well, there's a lot of work we need to do. We set a target as part of the Towards Zero Tasmanian Road Safety Strategy that we would reduce serious casualties in Tasmania to below 200 by 2026, and unfortunately, we've plateaued somewhat in the last few years, and we're not on a trajectory at this point in time to achieve that target. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
And perhaps some hard conversations as well. Scott, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you for coming on the radio, and we look forward to the ongoing conversations as your thoughts on this evolve. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Leon.